Hey, this is Penguin Radio. This is DJ Scout here right now, and we are on Student Showcase. Today we have Devin Klein.
Hey, you want to tell us?
Oh, hey, there you are. And she's another girl from the Tuxedo Lit, and she's going to tell us all about what she does over there. So first off, what's your major?
Okay, so I'm a biology major, which is really odd considering that I work on the Tuxedo. I'm like the odd one out. But my concentration is ecology and environmental science, and I'm a chemistry minor. Yay, writing. Science everywhere.
So what brought you to start working on the Tuxedo then?
I actually went to a class. Judy taught a poetry class last semester, and I had to submit two of my works to it. So ever since then, I was like, I really like this whole submitting to something. I should probably actually be on the group that looks over everything before we put it on to Tuxedo Lit. So I was just really inspired by what they do.
You just joined.
Yeah.
That's how I ended up here, too. Hey, I get it.
Yeah, it was just like, I'm going to do this. This sounds great.
What is it in English that you're interested in? What kind of poetry do you like? What kind of writing? What kind of books?
Oh, man. Okay, so I'll start with books because that's the easiest. I really like sci-fi books. They're like super, I'm super nerdy, so that's my favorite thing. I also like fantasy books. I mean, I grew up reading all this kind of stuff. And for poetry, I don't know. I like a huge, wide variety. I'm usually inspired by like Robert Frost and people who really talk about nature-y things just because I'm a huge nerd about nature and camping and everything. So it's like, it's just that kind of stuff. And it's really inspired my work so far.
That's nice. Where are you from?
I'm from Fairfield. It's like 45 minutes away from here. It's super hot. It's like ridiculous. But yeah, it's not that far, but I live on campus because I like the natural environment here. And there's lots of hiking trails and it's cool.
What made you choose Dominican?
Oh, that's a hard one. Probably the lab stuff, because I could just like jump right in, get my hands on some equipment, work out in the field, because they said as soon as you start, you're going to be in the lab. And I was like, great, chemicals, fantastic.
Perfect.
I'm going to do that.
Did you always know you wanted to do biology?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it you want to do with that?
I want to get my PhD in zoology.
That's
and
so cool.
From there, work out in the field.
Are you part of the honors program here?
I'm not, actually.
So you don't get to do the aquatics class?
No, I wish that I did.
That class is so cool.
I am going to New Zealand during spring break, though. So
really?
It's going to be a super awesome.
Is that
awesome.
One of those study abroad
yeah.
sort of things
yeah.
that they have here?
Yeah, we're going to be there for a full week.
Are
and
you excited?
Yes, I get to swim with dolphins on the first day. It's going to be
Zealand
great.
New Zealand is so scary.
It's like
it's not Australia, but
no, and it is a place where you can be on the coast / be in the forest / be near civilization all at the same time, and it's really weird. But
that sounds nice, though.
Yeah, it's really cool. They have like glaciers there, and we're gonna see some. It's really awesome.
I'm kind of jealous about that.
You know, you can just hop in the back of the plane, and no one will know.
They'll never know.
No, just hop in my luggage. It's a big suitcase.
Maybe they can just pretend I'm some giant spider that you got in New Zealand.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be like, I brought back species for you.
They never know. They never know.
No, they won't. Just pretend like you don't speak English and imitate a spider, and it'll be fine.
Of course. I'm very good at that.
Good.
So what other things do you like to do around campus? And clubs and things like that?
Oh my gosh. I'm in the Pride Club, and I also am doing 3 internships right now, which is incredibly ridiculous. So I'm usually off campus half the time, and I intern with the Marine Mammal Center and the Water District. So I get to go out and like pull all these huge weeds and everything and all this other cool stuff. So, and I get to like track all the species that are traveling around there, and we take pictures of them, and we get to come back and catalog. So it's
I'm
really
so
cool.
jealous of you. That sounds like so much fun.
We get to go outside all the time.
I sit on this microphone all the time. That's all I do.
Just come outside. I'll just probably be out there.
Just open the window.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Devin. Oh, that's a deer. Never mind.
It might be me. I'm
Same
running
thing.
After the deer.
You look like it.
Yeah, exactly. I could be
doughy.
A deer.
Little.
Yeah. The doe eyes. Got that.
I get it. Well, that's so fun. I wish I knew about those things on campus.
See,
are you a senior here?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Have you been here all 4 years?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm graduating this May.
Are you excited?
Kind of excited, kind of scared, kind of a little bit in between.
Ooh, that's scary. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's real life
I'm
happening.
I'm a freshman. I don't have to worry about that stuff yet.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
nothing to even think about yet.
Exactly. Once you get there, you get like the state of panic and you're just like, everything is happening. What do I do?
This is a random, but what's your favorite book?
Oh, man. My favorite book is Gil's All Night Fright Diner by Ailey Martinez. It's super awesome.
You're going to have to tell me that name again.
Okay, it's Gil's All Night Fright Diner. There you go.
All right, I have it typed up on my computer now to read eventually.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. I love it. Super funny.
Do you like music or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Any other artsy things?
I'm a huge fan of music. My dad is actually a musician, and Ooh. So was my uncle. They're all, like, in this band together. So I've been listening to, like, old music since I was young. Like, I grew up listening to The Beatles, Badfinger, like, XTC, all these really cool bands. And I really like classic rock.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It's amazing.
It's awesome. So are you going to be in Soul Candy again this year?
I hope so. I was working on a few pieces, and I asked Judy if I should. She's like, yeah, go ahead, do it.
Oh, of course you should do it.
It was crazy. I mean, getting up on the stage and seeing all the people, it's insane.
It's just so much fun, because I don't think anyone in the audience is going to judge you. Oh, well, that was a lame poem. I mean, it's like they were trying to do Robert Frost, and they really got... I can't think of any other poem.
It's totally fine.
I tried.
Yeah, but it's awesome. I like it a lot.
I think it's so fun. And it's set up, we are actually there all the time. We go and we announce at it. And if I'm one of those people, you should come and do an interview with me while we're there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm always there.
I'll be like, hey, what's up? I'll just find you there in the middle of the night and you'll be there.
Yeah, no, because the radio booth ends up getting set up and we podcast the whole event.
Oh, that's so... Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that getting set up the last time, and it made me kind of nervous.
It's still set up. It's still set up online. If you really wanted to listen to your poems that were read last time...
Oh, yes.
radio.dominican.edu. You'll find it.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be so terrified to listen to it again, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Exactly. It was great. You were fantastic.
Yes. That was my goal.
You don't know what you're going to do this year for it?
I have no idea, actually. Like, it's just... I've had so many things going on with just, like, graduation, all these studies. I'm doing a mock study, everything else. So I don't even know. It's just everything's happening at once.
Well, I have another random question, but do you have a favorite movie?
Oh, my gosh. That's such a hard question to
answer. I hate that question.
You'd have to give me categories.
I know. I'm being horrible, and I'm not going to narrow it down for
you. No, why would you ever? Okay, it's going to sound really dumb, but my favorite movie is Hellboy. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Wait, that's not...
That's a movie.
That's not the one with Nicolas Cage, right?
No, oh
it
God.
It came out at the same time as the Nicolas Cage movie.
It has Ron Perlman in it. It's really,
funny. I think I know what the movie is.
Yeah, it's
I
like,
haven't seen it.
It's a cool, like, hero / anti-hero. It's the coolest movie ever.
Here on the Student Showcase, we just like to get to know everything about you and make you super uncomfortable.
Great.
And, you know, thankfully you were just a voice, so no one's going to find you and harass you about your... Hellboy obsession.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's wearing a Hellboy t-shirt right now. If you're looking for her later,
you weren't supposed to tell them. No. No.
It's okay. She's got the Hellboy socks on, everything. Yeah, and
everything.
The glasses, too.
I'm also painted red, you know, just to match
she's
everything.
She's ready for him.
I'm ready.
I've seen you around campus. Yeah,
are you
sounds creepy.
Me?
I know. No, I always see you. You're everywhere. You are always outside and out and about, and I like that.
Awesome.
I like that a lot.
Like, if you ever see me, just, like, flag me down. I'm probably doing something really random, but it's
totally
fine.
Well, now
you
know who I am, so yeah, it'll be less weird.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit more weird if I didn't know you, and you're like, hey, I saw you, like, a million times. Gonna come up and talk to you.
Yeah, I mean, I do that anyway.
You know, you should probably just keep with it. I like to make people uncomfortable on purpose.
So do you have any favorite teachers here at Dominican?
Dr. Coelho is probably my
Dr.
favorite
Coelho.
Teacher. She's so cool. She's this very, very short Brazilian lady. She's awesome. Like, she loves to hear herself talk. So she'll tell you stories about just her life. And you feel like you've been there every step of the way. She's traveled all around the world. I'm just like, I want to be you. You're awesome.
I'm kind of jealous. I don't know any of the biology teachers here.
What? You should just go over. Major. Just go over and bug them. They like to talk. They
oh,
like
you know what? I know Cunningham.
Themselves.
Do you know Cunningham?
Yes. Dr. Cunningham, the bird man.
I was in his bird watching class for 2 days.
Oh,
maybe
that's
less.
So cool.
I couldn't do the lab, but.
Yeah.
He's such a cool. Did you take that class?
I didn't, but he used to come and talk to our class
all the
time. How could
you not take that class?
Because it wasn't offered when I had like room and I'm like, "Dang it. I wanted to take it though."
That's what I'm going to take for my science.
Oh yeah,
I'm a communications major, meaning I can take whatever science.
Oh yeah.
Makes
take the bird watching. He wears like a different tie every day
and it's suspenders.
It also ties.
Oh, really?
Ties. But suspenders, he has like all the different kind of birds like peacock feathers. It's crazy.
That sounds like such a fun guy. I wish I had still had him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So besides biology, what are some other subjects at the school, other classes that you've liked?
Let me see. I took, even though everyone hates big history, I know, but...
I liked big history.
Okay, good.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Good.
I loved it.
I liked my second half. It was myth and metaphor. It was really cool. It was
not even fair.
Yeah, it was super awesome. We got to read all these different like origin stories and make our own, and their origin stories from like China, India, like some from Native Americans.
Wait, that sounds like a fun one.
Yeah, it was awesome. I got to be super creative and write short stories. That's what I love to do.
And yet you're a biology major.
I know. I wanted to be
not
an English
major. Not
even
a minor in English?
No.
Not even. Just
no, I went all for sciences because my dad was like,
for you.
You're not going to make any money.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I can write on the side. It's totally fine. That's I'll make cool, time though. For it.
I forgot what we were talking about.
I think we were, what were we? Oh, different classes that we liked.
Oh, big history. I'm in the philosophy class.
Oh, nice, nice.
It's all right. It's all right. I don't know.
It's
most of the people in there don't like big history at all.
Yeah.
So the class results in all of us just arguing about how they hate big history and I like it.
You know what? Just stick with liking big history because, I mean, when you get like into the cool little nooks and crannies of the different classes, they're really awesome. Like philosophy, myth, metaphor. Like I've heard a few that are just amazing.
Why isn't they have a big history through mythology now?
Ooh. That's
kind of cool. That sounds kind of cool. I think they have two of those, and I have not heard anything about it. No one says good things, but no one says bad things either.
Exactly. They're like in the middle, and it's
I think
weird.
People just don't care about big history.
No, probably not.
And it kind of makes me sad.
It does
make
me sad.
I had Professor Burke for history.
Ooh.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Sweetest man in the world. Just, I love him.
Yeah.
He taught my class, and I was just, I died.
On the inside?
On the inside. I thought, wow, there's not a man this great. Did you see the Zen garden thing outside of Meadowlands?
I did. I was wondering. Thank you for telling me what it was because I didn't know what it was. I was like,
boom, I got
what
you.
Is that? Like, what are they put? I could have. I was like, they must be planting something. And I just saw like the outline and I saw it at night. So I was thinking, okay, there's
that sounds terrifying.
Yes. I was like, there's either a sacrifice going on here or someone's doing a cool garden. I'm hoping it's the cool garden.
Oh, God, that would be so scary to just
be like
walking in the middle of the night. No, yeah. I saw it in the middle of the day, and Professor Burke was just walking around, and he says, look at the cool Zen garden.
It's like, thanks for telling
me. He says he has no idea where it came from either.
Oh, yeah. No, it just appeared
one day.
Did
you walk through it, though?
Yeah, I did.
It's kind of nice.
It is.
I understand why the Buddhists find it soothing now.
Yeah.
I could write a poem about that.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a haiku.
I was like a haiku.
Look at the Zen garden.
Den.
I can't. Never mind. I'm not a writing haiku. 575. At least I know that much about a haiku.
Yeah. I mean, I like to end all my haikus with it's snowing on Mount Fuji because it sounds cool. I'm just kidding, by the way. I don't
actually
end them
all. Oh, I was really
believing you. No.
I was like, that sounds great.
No.
It's snowing on
Mount
Fuji. I like that. I think I'm going
to
make all my haikus end that way.
That's just
they make
the
us
end
write
line.
A haiku at the end of every big history event. They
Are you serious?
Online, they say you have to
what?
Do a survey about the event and then write a poem about how you felt about the event.
Oh, God. Why can't they be like short story, poem, song? Because, I mean, that would be awesome. I want people to write songs for me. Serenade me.
Do you have a favorite poet?
Oh, my gosh. Do I have a favorite? It's hard to choose favorites. It's
I
like
know. I like to force you to do those things on the
no,
spot.
No, no. I can't think of one off the top of my head that's my favorite because it's been like a battle between three of them, and I can't remember any of their names because they just came out with like new books.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, there was a book that's called The Honeybee that I definitely recommend. It's absolutely fabulous, and it's super short, too. Or just Honeybee. And it's like a poetry book, but it's amazing.
What kind of poems do you like? Like,
oh,
what style of poetry?
I like all the styles. I really like freestyle, though, like the freeform.
Right.
Just because it lets me explore with, like, my fonts and how I choose to write. Because a lot of the times when I type it up, I'll actually play with the words where I make some of the words bigger than the other ones. So when you're reading it out loud, it has one effect. But when you're reading it on the paper, it has another effect.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. So I get to mess around with everything.
So freeform, you'd say?
Yeah.
But which kind do you write with best? Most often, at least.
Most often, it's probably in the form of, like, a short story, but it's also poetry. It's like a weird mix.
Do you have one of those for us today?
I do, actually.
Well, that's exciting. After this quick break, Devin will be right back with us, and she's going to read us her awesome poem. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Scout and Student Showcase with Devin Klein. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Mr. Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know.
All right, hi again. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Scout and my guest here,
Devin. Woohoo, that's me.
That's Devin. Yay, Devin. And right now she is about to read us a poem.
I actually have three if you want me
to read
poems.
She's going to read us. Actually, we're going to do one at a time
one
and I'm going to let you talk about them.
Oh, okay. Chill.
And it's going to be great. Awesome. All right, I'll leave you to that. Go on ahead.
All right, so the first one I'm going to be reading is called Perhaps With Less Grace. You and I are still growing, you with your resilient deep roots, and me still budding, slightly sideways. Where you take confident long strides, I tend to stumble. However, it matters not to you. Even the sturdiest trees have warped roots. We teach each other our philosophies as we endure this journey together. We decided to discard the idea of perfection and that there's no such thing as one soulmate. It's highly unlikely someone will require you to know infinite polynomials unless you're a calculus professor. Never underestimate the kind words of a stranger and make sure that in your life, within your ribs, there lies a hope chest. Never be afraid to fail because there's something we all must know. The master has failed more times than the beginner has ever tried.
I love it.
Thanks.
I really liked that. That was like nice to listen to.
Thanks. I try.
I liked it a lot. I mean, that end is a little bit cliche, isn't it?
You know what? I work with cliches.
And it works well.
Yeah.
I really liked it. What inspired you to write it?
This was basically just me going through college. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to be going through a lot of changes while I'm here. And people grow at different rates, whether it be like the way you think, the way you learn. All these different changes are going to happen to you. And I just figured I'd write this poem, I actually wrote it last semester, about my experience growing through college and how I used to be so afraid of failure, but now I'm like, you know what? At least I tried. I did something, and I can't expect to have it perfect on the first try.
Do you have a favorite line of your poem?
This one would probably be, never underestimate the kind words of a stranger.
I like that. I like all of it.
Oh,
it's also nice. Are you your favorite poet?
I am my favorite. No, I'm just kidding.
I think you're lying. You said you couldn't remember her name.
You know what? Fine. I'm my favorite.
Hey, there's no judgment there.
Okay, cool. I have to support myself.
Of course. All right. I can actually see your paper. There's a lot of lines written on it and bolds and looks like a lot of effort written in that.
Yeah. This one was one of the ones that I actually submitted to the tuxedo and it was accepted.
Well, I would think so. Aren't you one of the editors?
Well, this was before I was an editor.
Oh, okay. So you're an editor just this semester?
Yeah.
So you haven't even gone through all the submissions yet, have you?
No, and I'm excited. I looked through all the other submissions, and I went to the cool little gathering for the people who got submitted to the actual journal, and I got to hear people read, and it was absolutely brilliant. And I got to see a lot of the art pieces, and they're gorgeous.
So you've already seen, you guys already have a bunch of submissions?
I think that we have some, yeah.
Some.
I haven't been able to see them yet because we have to remove the names. That way there's no like bias or anything. And I mean, I'm not going to be biased anyways, but I don't want to see the names. I just want to see.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
You're going to have to tell me how that goes. Or when does it go live, actually?
The first deadline is February 25th. And after that, we're going to have to talk about if we're going to have an extension. And if we do, then I'm hoping we get some more art pieces because I really like looking at them. They're super gorgeous.
I might need to enter one then.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Do it.
Pretty good at doodling.
You know what? Enter in a doodle.
Anything. At least it gives you something to look at, you know?
Yeah. Then the more, I'm like, yes.
It's something to do. It doesn't need to be good, but it's something.
No. Yeah, you did
Someone
something.
Tried.
Exactly.
I mean, the master has failed more times than I have even tried.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I have the same birthday as Salvador Dali. That probably means that I can paint melted clocks.
Probably.
And that's it.
And have a crazy mustache.
He's a weird guy.
He's really weird. He's such a weird guy. He's so strange. I like him, though.
He's probably my favorite painter, which is weird, but if I had to choose one, it would be him.
Yeah, it's not even weird. It's super cool. He just looks weird, and I'm like, yes, exactly what I wanted.
Exactly. All right, I'll let you read your next poem.
Cool.
Go on ahead.
Okay, this one I've never actually submitted, but it's one that I wrote for Judy's class, so it's called Fire Hazards. Treading water, we've been here for centuries. Anger, frustration, loneliness, creating chasms between our fingertips. If only we knew how much we wanted to close the gaps, to lace our lives with intimacy, and to stop building upon the hatred beneath our feet. We're all trading licks with fire, douse it. Sweet words flowing remind us of rivers we have yet to cross, but one day we will.
I don't know how clapping sounds on this thing, but that probably was awful.
No, no, it's probably... You know what? I felt it.
You felt it. That's what matters.
Exactly.
And what inspired this poem?
This one...
Besides an assignment.
this one was actually inspired by... I think I wrote this during... It has something to do with just trying to get past... the past that has a negative impact. Sorry, it was
get past the past.
It was written around like Martin Luther King Day, and Judy was like, you should write something for it, and I was like, okay, I'll write something for it about like building upon you know, something that was not so good in the past and making something new and better out of it. So I was like, you know what, this sounds good. So I just kind of let it flow, and my writing process is weird, so
there's like, nothing wrong with that. As long as you have a writing process, that's what matters, right?
Oh, yeah. It's called, I just am inspired, and then I start writing, and then it ends. It can be super long or super short. It all depends.
I'm in a cinema production class, and I can't think of what to do while I'm in class, but at 3 a.m, I'll wake up, and I'll go, oh, that's a brilliant idea.
That's
and just,
the best time.
Just write 3 pages of script, and I'm like, oh, right, I should have done this earlier.
Yeah, sometimes creativity happens when you least expect it,
and then you see it later and you're thinking, what was I thinking? This doesn't make oh, like, I get brilliant. It now. I'm a genius.
Yeah, there was a guest speaker that came in and actually talked to us about different writing processes, and he said what you should do is write down what you think before you start a jog, then go jogging, and then stop and just write from there. Just stream all your thoughts
while you're jogging
after you're done.
Oh, after
you stop. And then you just write down everything and you take out 4 lines and that's a poem. Just random 4.
Random 4 lines of just what you wrote while you were running?
After you're done running.
After so, running?
Yeah, it's not while you're running. It's
that would just be messy. I don't know.
Yeah, it would be terrible. It's like, it's kind of working out all of that pent up energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you stop and you sit down, then working out the mental energy that you have.
Have you ever done that before?
I tried it. It was actually really cool.
Yeah?
I liked it a lot.
You know what? This is weird, but I have a friend who does orgasm paintings.
Huh.
She calls them orgasm speed paintings.
And so are they like... described to be the process?
She does them like, I guess, while she's orgasming. Is she just... whips out a pen and does something.
That's so strange.
They're super weird looking, but she's getting better at them.
Oh my gosh, that's such a weird process,
but
I like it.
She's one of the weirdest people I know.
That's super interesting.
She goes to San Francisco Art Institute, so what do you expect?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, she's got orgasm paintings, and she's got semen paintings. I don't think she's using real... I hope she's not. I hope she's not, but I don't honestly know. I wouldn't be surprised if she was.
I'd be like, please don't use this.
Oh, God. All right. Well, back on topic. Oh. You want to read your next poem?
Sure.
Last one. All right. Okay, let's go for it.
So this one is called Follow Your Roots. If I could change one thing, it would be the way you look. No, not your looks, but rather how you see. I wish I could show you the light that you bring to others' lives. Plants grow towards the sunlight you bring. Change the way you see yourself in the mirror. Let you see what I see, that you've always been your harshest critic. Allow you to move past the physical and see what really lies within. To follow your veins and your body like roots from a tree back to the safe haven you call home, where you can finally look at yourself and feel comfort. However, there's one thing I would never change, the way you think. The way you think that everyone has galaxies on each and every one of their cells in their bodies. How you think that the reason the sun rises so slowly is because it's weighed down by the potential of the new day. How when your eyes grow tired, It's because you finally won the war between body and spirit, and you finally found peace.
I love poems that have multiple meanings in words. So starting with that looks thing was so cool to me.
I was like, misdirection.
Oh, it was misleading. I was terrified. I loved it. I absolutely loved that.
Awesome.
My favorite thing about the poetry unit in school was going through and finding the multiple meanings. I would get so excited about it, too. I would say, oh my God, guys, look at this. It's like this. And they're just, Taylor, stop. It's not that exciting.
It's even like the Illuminati.
No, that's how I was. I'm super into it.
That's
awesome. We read a book for my English class last semester, and in the middle of the night, I found anyone who was in that class, and I said, guys, I had this theory that this guy is actually the same guy as this guy. Taylor, no.
It's like, what are you doing?
You're wrong.
It's 3 a.m.
Exactly. That's how it would go, and I would get so into it. I love finding those multiple meanings.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, like, in my class, back last semester, we would have this little critique session. And she would ask, or Judy and or anyone else in the class, would ask what the meaning behind it was. And honestly, like, some of mine, it's all up to interpretation. I didn't have a particular meaning to it, but I let other people figure out what it means to them. So it's just, I'm like, whatever you think, it's right. Everything is right.
So what was your inspiration for this poem?
I have no idea. I wrote this poem a few months ago, and it just kind of all happened on the page at once, and I'm like, perfect, it's done. Nothing really inspired it. It just happened in one of my classes, and I write a lot during my classes when I'm bored.
Oh my God, they must get so mad at you.
Yeah, they do, actually. I doodle a lot, too, so they don't like that. But I mean, I think this was during my stats class, and I was like, you know what? I'm not paying attention to stats. I need to just write this poem.
That sounds nice, though. The fact that it could just come to you.
Yeah.
I didn't ever start having that until I was in this cinema class. Otherwise, I was not a writer.
Yeah.
I'm not bad at writing. I can write. It's just,
oh, yeah. Sometimes it just happens in, like, short little bursts, and then you can write, like, 5 pages, and you're done.
No, that's always how I've been with my writing, is I can do all of it at once. Except for this creative writing. I'm not creative. I can do creative instrument playing. If I could just play like a clarinet on the paper, I'd just...
It's like perfect.
That would work, right?
Yeah, that would totally work. I'm trying to think of like random creative things that I've done. I didn't bring any, but I like to tweak...
Darn.
I like to tweak songs because I was in choir for about 6 years.
Okay.
So I'll like mess with them. And for some of my class assignments, they were like, oh, I want you to write songs about mitosis. And I'm like, great. How am I going to do this? So I'd like to just move around the words and change the line so it follows with the rhythm of the song, but it's like my own little creation. And
I used to do that with my spelling words in like
third grade.
I would change the tune of the... I would take out the words and just put the spelling in it.
Oh, that's
instead
cool.
Instead of it.
Mnemonic devices.
It was weird. I was fine at spelling, but this girl who I was friends with was awful at it. But she could remember song lyrics easily.
Oh, yeah.
So we just did some weird things like that.
Yeah, that's writing things as a song is an easy way to remember it. Like, if it has a rhythm, you're like, oh, got it. This is what I was thinking of.
I'm trying to think of one. You know the Nutcracker song?
Dun, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. But it was, I think she put dolphins for that. D-O-L-P-H-I-N-S.
Oh, my God.
That's still how I mean, I can remember how to spell dolphin, but when I'm writing it down,
that's
what I'm thinking of.
That's like with Gwen Stefani and
who doesn't?
Like,
who
as soon as I start writing Gwen bananas, Stefani? I'm like, oh no.
How many? If you don't sing it, you're just gonna be like banana, nana, nana, nana.
Yeah, and you're like, it just keeps on going, and you're like, I don't know when to stop. Gwen Stefani isn't here.
Oh God, what do I do,
Gwen? What have you done?
Miss Stefani, come back.
When I was younger, and I was also a terrible speller, I would sound things out kind of like how Dory speaks whale in Finding Nemo. Wow. So, like, Europe would be Europe, and I'm like, oh, Europe, got it.
Your rope. I get that. That one was a rough one for a lot of children.
Just
I'm guessing this was, like, last year.
Oh, yeah, back when I was young.
Back when I was a little one.
Yeah, back when I was a young spring child, you know. That was it, yep. That was me.
All right. Well, we'll be right back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Scout and the show Student Showcase. And we'll be right back.
Burning air. You lit a fire, you feel like millionaires. Black top to tires, let's get out of here.
and you make it brighter when we can't see the road. Where does this go? God only knows, but baby, we're gone. Baby, we're gone. Come on.
Hello, Dominican University. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Scout, and we are on the Student Showcase with Devin Klein.
Woohoo!
She's just here to say a quick goodbye to us. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
You want to do a quick shout out to the Tuxedo Lit or whatever?
Yeah, actually, everyone should subscribe. Not subscribe. Everyone should, like, put all of their work into the Tuxedo Lit. I want to see it. All of it. Whatever you do, it would be great. A doodle. Don't even care.
Submissions are due by
February 25th, but there will be an extension, but don't tell anyone that I told you.
That's not live or anything. No one heard that. All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a good day. Let's clap again for Devin. Yay. We have another guest with us now for the second half of the Student Showcase. Today we have Tina Huynh, a basketball player who not at our school, but she coaches as well. She's one cool cat, and she just wanted to come and say a quick hello to everybody. So you wanna say something over there, little one?
Hello.
You wanna say that again?
Hello.
Oh, we can't hear you over there. Something. Try one more time. Let's get this working.
Hello.
There she is. Yay. All right, you wanna tell us a little bit about yourself, Tina Huynh?
Okay.
So over there, what's your major?
My major is biology.
And why is that? What do you want to do with that?
Later in life, I want to be a pediatrician and take care of kids.
Why is that? Why do you want to do kids? Most people don't like kids too much.
I mean, my goal has always been a pediatrician just because I love working with kids and I love taking care of people.
Is it because you look like one?
Yes, I do look like a child. Yes. but, no, yeah, I really have always wanted to work with kids. And I love kids, you know, just because their minds are so different from, like, the adult's mind or, like, an adult person's mind.
So what do you think of Dominican University so far?
It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
What made you choose to come here?
I mean, my brother goes to school here, and we kind of...
Quick shout out to Chris Wynn.
Yeah, shout out to Chris. We, like, didn't agree that we were going to go to the same school, but he was a big factor in why I chose the school, just because he said it was an amazing school, and it was, like, a small community, and that you can build really good relationships with not only your peers, but your teachers as well.
So what do you like to do on campus? Any sort of rec sports or any clubs or anything like that?
I mean, I like to do basically all the rec sports. We usually go, like me and my friends, we usually go every night to play rec sports.
Are you going to ping pong tonight?
No, tonight's futsal.
But there's ping pong before that.
Nope, not going to ping pong.
I really want to go to ping pong.
I'll be playing basketball in the gym, so maybe I'll see you there for ping pong.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
I'd like that a lot. So, you play basketball?
I do.
What kind of basketball?
Women's basketball, co-ed.
Are you part of the rec sports? Are you going to start a club here? Are you on the team? What's going on?
Not on the basketball team, no, but I'm thinking about starting a club team for basketball, but we'll see how that goes.
Get some advertisement out there. Get some people.
Yeah, so, I mean, if anybody's interested in playing basketball on a club team, let me know. Email me, students.dominican.edu.
So, what's the difference between a club team and the rec and the 5-on-5 rec teams?
I think the club team, you can play against other people from different schools.
Can you really?
And it's more exciting. It's like club soccer here, so they like travel a little bit to like Chico or...
You should definitely start one of those. I didn't know it was so interesting.
Yes, I should. I should start one.
You really should.
I really should.
Why haven't you yet?
I haven't had a lot of time lately.
All right.
But... I mean, I'm looking for people that I need at least like 20 people to kind of start this club.
You can do it. I wish you the best of luck in that.
Thanks, Tay.
So, scout to you. Yo, it's all right. That's okay. I don't mind too much. Whatever. So, I hear you're part of ASDU.
I am.
You are. And what made you decide to do that?
At the beginning of the year when like elections were going on for freshman rep, I didn't really know what it was, so then my RA, Alex, he just said, oh, you should totally try to be on ASDU, because I was on ASDU, and it was a ton of fun.
He's not on ASDU anymore?
No, because he was an RA, so you can't be an RA and be on
ASDU. I mean, we
ASDU
learned about that
full-time.
Woman who did it 4 years ago.
Yeah.
She's kind of crazy. I think you could do it.
Maybe.
So what is it you like about ASDU?
I think just... planning events for everyone is pretty fun, and to see like everybody have a good time and come together and meet new people from school or hang out with their friends.
So do you have any other interests around campus that I haven't already asked you about? Any other clubs that you do like to go to?
Well, I mean, my roommate Alyssa's pointing at her, so I guess she's pretty interesting.
Hello.
She decided to stop by as well. What a sweet pair.
Decided to drop in, see what it's about.
Alyssa, do you have any interesting talents or anything that you'd like to talk about that you can do?
In high school, I used to play volleyball. And when I used to play softball when I was little. And then once I got to high school, I started playing volleyball. And I really liked that. But I don't have any, like, weird, cool talents. Like, that's what you're...
She is kind of weird. Kind of weird.
Why don't you play volleyball here? Why didn't you keep playing?
I think my senior year, I took the year off because I wanted to focus in on my academics and preparing for college and all that cool stuff. Where I'm from, my high school never had recruits really scouting there.
Well, that's kind of unfortunate.
It was more of like it was a big high school, but it wasn't well known to those who were scouting.
Well, that's unfortunate. We got to go right back over here to our guest over, Tina Huynh. We'll come back to you, I'm sure, because you are right there. Tina, why didn't you continue playing basketball here?
Okay. So, junior year, I was playing a game, and it was called the Cat Fight, and it was huge. And there was like a minute or two left in the game, and as I was going in for a layup, I tore my ACL and meniscus. And so... by the time I decided that I was going to get surgery done for it, it was kind of too late for me to recover, to be back in time for my senior year.
So is that what got you into coaching?
Yeah, definitely. So since, because I've been in the basketball program in high school for 3 years, obviously. And then when I tore my ACL, I kind of thought I was done with basketball. But then one of my coaches asked me to come and, you know, help her out with the freshman team and to help her coach. Then I just became the assistant coach for that team.
How did you like that? Did you like coaching better or did you like playing better?
To be honest, I don't really know which one I like more. I obviously love playing a game of basketball just because it's fun and it's exciting to be in the game. But it's also fun being a coach and watching your players become the player that they are and helping them with their fundamentals.
Well, that's interesting. This is DJ Scout. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is Student Showcase, and we'll be right back with Tina Nguyen and Alyssa Peterson after this short break. How much we really care, when in fact we just don't seem to care at all. And this pretty world is getting out of hand. So tell me how we fail to understand. It's all about the money. Dun, dun, da, da, dun, dun. I don't think it's funny to see us fade away. It's all about the money. It's all about the dun dun da, da, dun dun. And I think we got it all wrong anyway. Anyway, 'cause it's all about the money. All right, we are back at Penguin Radio. This is DJ Scout, and I'm with my guest, Tina Nguyen, and her roommate, Alyssa Peterson, who just decided to tag along. Fine by me, we get to know more people. Isn't that a good thing? So, Alyssa, so Tina, you want to tell me who your favorite teachers are around campus or anything like that?
Favorite teachers?
Yeah.
Okay. Alyssa and I have a big history class with our other roommate as well, and our teacher is Marianne Rogoff, and she's a pretty cool gal. Pretty cool gal.
Would you call that your favorite class or just your favorite teacher?
Favorite teacher.
Do you have a favorite class?
I do.
What would it be?
Bio research lab.
You're kidding.
Love it. I mean, I had to wake up at, you know, 8 a.m, but
on Fridays.
On
right?
Fridays too. On Fridays, you know, it's kind of crazy, but I mean, I really like it.
Wow, all right. Well, are there any cool events that happen on school that you'd like to condone? Anything like that? Anything you want to advertise? Anything ASDU's doing?
Okay.
Get it out there. Get the words known.
Well, it's not coming up too soon, but in April there are a lot of sports games. So we're going to be selling Warriors, Giants, and A's tickets.
You're kidding.
Swear.
You guys are selling Giants tickets?
We are.
Why would you sell A's tickets, though?
I mean, we got to do both.
No, you don't.
You know?
No, you don't.
We do. We
no
do.
One likes the A's.
No Jonah,
one likes the Dodgers.
Jonah likes the A's.
Oh, yeah, but she's from Oakland. I mean.
Yeah. See, there's some people here from Oakland.
I hate the A's.
I'm not really a baseball fan, but.
See, I am. I hate the A's because they made it. They had less wins than the Mariners. The Mariners beat the A's, but the A's went through and the Mariners didn't, and then the A's lost their first game. It was like, if they were going to beat the Mariners, they had to go all the way. What about you, Alyssa? Do you have a favorite teacher on campus?
My favorite teacher is definitely Thomas Burke.
I love that man. We were just talking about him during my last show.
I am in love with him.
Would you marry him? 10 out of 10, would bang?
Probably not, no, because he's not black. No comment. He's not a light skin, so not 10 out of 10 for sure. If you are a light skin, a black man, tall, has abs, Alyssa is single.
I'm going to interrupt Tina over there. All right. Anyway, Alyssa, do you have a favorite class?
Favorite class? Let me think about this one. Oh, it's actually Thomas Burke's class, Children's Literature. I love it. I didn't think I would, but honestly, like, it goes back to all the books that you read as a child, and you can reminisce on them, and I love reading, so it fits me.
Towards either of you guys, do you have favorite books that you'd like to talk about or eat donuts?
Read everything that you can, because once you get into high school and into college, you start to have to read, like, books you have to.
This is going to college students.
Then just read.
All right. What about you, Tina? Do you have a favorite book?
I do. It's by S.E. Hinton. It's called The Outsiders.
Oh, and why? I love that book. I absolutely love it. But why is that? Why would you say that's your favorite book?
I think I read it when I was in sixth grade for a summer school. Yeah, summer school class. My dad just wanted me to take summer school. And so my teacher says, oh, you know, a lot of the girls are going to like this book and a lot of boys are going to like this book. And it was true. A lot of girls ended up really liking The Outsiders more than the boys did. I don't know why. I think I like it just because it's like adventure. And I don't know. It was fun to read. And like, you know, when I read a book, I like to feel that I'm actually like a character or someone.
Who
like
do you relate to
it.
In that book?
What?
Is there a character you relate to in that book?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Nah. Pony Boy.
I mean,
Pony
what
Boy?
Pony
the one
Boy.
That was just wussy and cried all the time. Really?
No,
oh,
she's
you
just
know what? Maybe
like
not
him.
Pony Boy.
Yeah, I figured.
I mean, who do you think I would be most like?
I'm probably going to go with Derry. Is he the one who gets gunned down at the end? Mm-mm. Or is that Dally?
Dally. That's Dally.
That's Dally. Okay.
Oh, so
I see you as a Dally.
I'm a Dally.
You're a Dally.
I think you're a Pony Boy.
In any case, have you seen the movie?
I have.
How do you think of it?
I think it was a good depiction of the book, actually.
I think
it was
really
a great
good.
Depiction of the book.
People are always like, oh, the book was better, and they say bad things about the movie, but I liked that movie a lot.
You know, I tried to get the squad to watch it one time, but they're not really into, like, old school movies.
I'll watch it with you. You know I love old school movies.
No, I know you do.
Like, Forrest Gump is my favorite movie.
Oh, I know. She always wants to watch Forrest Gump.
It's a great movie.
She always wants to watch it. And we tried to take her to Bubba Gump's, too, in SF, but it was like a 3.5 hour wait, so...
We tried.
We
That's
really
what
did.
Really matters.
I thought that counts.
Who even are you?
Alyssa Peterson.
There you are. Alyssa Peterson, ladies and gentlemen. So back to Tina Huynh over here. What do you plan on doing next year? Do you have any big plans? Are you going to stay on ASD? Are you going to run this school? What you going to do? What you going to do with all that junk?
I don't know. I don't really know what I want to do. I mean, I applied to be an RA as well.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, I also had a tough decision between, you know, wanting to be an RA or wanting to be on ASDU again because, you know, I can't really do both. So, I mean, we'll see what happens.
Which one would you rather do, though? If it didn't have the perks that an RA has, if you had to choose between being an RA or being on ASDU... Because what inspired you to be an RA, right, was your old RA who told you to be part of ASDU.
Yeah, it's weird.
Kind of goes in a circle.
I mean,
of it's amazing.
You know, I want to be an RA just because.
To that, you
know,
thing.
Just because, you know, my RA, he was really amazing. And he kind of opened new doors for me. Like, if he didn't tell me to run for ASDU, who knows what happened to me.
You'd probably still be my best friend.
I mean, you know, we still would have been friends.
Probably.
And, you know, all these other things that came with it. I don't think I would have had that if I didn't, you know, try to be on ASDU and then actually get elected for the position.
Well, you're on ASDU. Couldn't you find a way to advertise people to sign up for your basketball league?
I could.
That'd be
a
good way to get, like, word out there.
I really could do that.
You should do that.
You know, we'll see. I mean,
or you could be like Elsie and do her clipboard and just get
Go around the dorms,
but
and
get people who are actually interested.
Yeah, you know, there's like all those people that play basketball in the gym. Like,
I think
night.
That's where you should go.
I should ask all of those people because there's like a good like 30, 40
there are
40
so
people
many of them
that play. Yeah,
I think it's all of Cap Amelia. They all
no, it is, it is. So I mean, for sure, there's like a good 20 because you know there's 5 on each team, and 2 teams play against each other, so that's 10 on each court.
Is it both genders?
Both genders. It's co-ed.
Co-ed. That's the word I was looking for. I wonder why do you think our school didn't have one of those already?
I don't know. I was talking to Matt Golding, and, you know, he just kind of started getting into all these clubs. And I guess he just wanted to start out with one sport and then
see what branches off from that. Club soccer is kind of new?
Yeah, club soccer is new.
Oh, okay.
He didn't really think of basketball yet, but, you know, as... You know, the sports clubs are going.
I kind of want to join club soccer.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah, I kind of
do.
I
mean, you know, Lexi's on club soccer.
I know she is. But I sprained both my ankles playing soccer, so maybe I won't.
Maybe a cheerleader on the side.
What was that, Alyssa?
Am I still on?
Yeah, I think you are.
You said I would love to play club volleyball again.
Why don't we have volleyball going on in the gym?
I don't know. That's what I always wonder. Yes.
Let's make club basketball and club volleyball happen.
No, we don't need a club volleyball. We just need, like, rec volleyball.
Rec?
Anything.
Rec volleyball. They only have rec lawn volleyball, and I don't want to be out.
Don't club soccer, like, don't they have jerseys and everything?
Do
they
actually?
They actually play games?
They do have jerseys. They're, like, the older jerseys, I think.
Wait, they do have jerseys?
They have jerseys, yes.
That's so cool. I want to be cool.
You could just wear the soccer jerseys on the volleyball team.
Yeah, for sure,
no
girlfriend.
One would care. It'd be a little bit ghetto, but also kind of cool.
You know what? Rock that.
Kind of like cool, kind of ghetto.
Kind of cool. They have the rec volleyball, what, Sunday afternoons?
Bougetto. Isn't that
Saturday
like
afternoons.
A word?
Oh, wait, I thought it was Sundays.
Is it Sunday? Did they move it?
You know, I think it's
Sunday was badminton.
Ah, yeah.
But they got rid of badminton.
I rocked at badminton in high school.
Probably not better than me.
Just going to shout myself out right there.
Also, shout out to our other roommate, Mariah, if you're listening.
Mariah? I don't think she is.
She's not listening. I mean, she knew we were coming over here. She knew.
There are zero listeners.
No one. Mariah, you out there?
Hello?
Nope.
I don't think she is, based on the fact that she did not respond to us.
Anyways, everybody should come out and play rec sports. Usually starts from 10 at night to 11.
Tonight they have 9 to 10 ping pong.
And then 10 to 11 futsal. Tomorrow is 5-on-5 basketball at 10.
Is there anything on Thursdays? I think it's just Monday, Tuesday,
Wednesday. No, there is. There was flag football last week on a Thursday.
Oh, we should go.
That was fun.
So Mondays they have dodgeball.
Yeah.
Tuesdays they have ping pong and then futsal.
Wednesday basketball. Thursday flag football. Saturday volleyball.
On the lawn outside of the library.
From 1 to 3.
Isn't it yoga, too? Like, something about...
There's yoga, there's Pilates. There's, like, the strength
Zumba.
And conditioning
Zumba.
Thing going on. I heard that's pretty cool, too.
Ooh, we should check that out.
I mean, or if you're just like me and you just want to work out in an actual gym, you can do that, too, any day of the
week. Yeah, we're
going
to mute her over there.
Let's mute her. She goes to the gym, like, twice a day, making everybody else
At least.
Feel bad.
That's why I'm always in workout clothes.
I think one of the great things about this school is that since it's so small, there's all these random sports that go on, but you can still play. And there's not so many people who go to them that you can't play.
And you just have to sit on the sideline.
Yeah, that happened with wiffle ball. I think they should do wiffle ball more often so that more people can play. Because who doesn't love wiffle ball?
What's the one that's usually that are like in, racquetball? That's
fine. Where you just hit the ball against the walls?
Yeah, and like you can hit it off of like anything basically.
That's like a rich people sport.
Only bounces once, I think.
Where I live, everyone at Microsoft played that all the time because they had a racquetball section of Microsoft building where there was just a bunch of rooms next to each other specifically for playing racquetball. I used to go there all the time.
It kind of scares me, the noise. It gets very loud.
I'm so scared of getting hit by them.
Me too. Like it hits me in the face.
So Tina Huynh, have you ever played racquetball?
I have. Yeah.
Why?
So I'm still really good friends with all my middle school friends, and there's this one kid, Andrew, and he really likes playing racquetball. So, you know, one day we just went to the high school by my house, and they had, you know, these walls up. And, you know, he found, like, a racquetball, and we just started playing. And, you know, ever since, we play every once in a while when we see each other, like, over the break.
So when's the next big ASDU event, Tina?
I want to say in March there's either another pool hall night or bowling, but I'll have to check the calendar.
Ooh, that's exciting. I'm going to have to bring you back on here one of these days to keep me updated. We'll just have a Tina Huynh month.
Tina Huynh month, for sure.
Tina Huynh month.
Month of April, though, there's a lot of ASDU events. So if you guys want to go to an ASDU event, there's plenty in April. Plenty.
Plenty?
Plenty of events in April.
Well, we are running out of time over here. Do you want to close with anything, either one of you?
I loved doing this. Please invite me back.
Oh, of course, Alyssa. We'll give you your own segment. Today was mostly Tina, but we can bring you back and do a whole 30 minutes of just Alyssa Peterson talking about whatever she feels like.
The fabulous life of Alyssa Peterson.
That's what we'll call it.
That would be so cool.
All right. And what about you, Tina Huynh? Any last advertisements you'd like to do?
Shout out to my roommate, Alyssa, because she's over there pointing to herself. please come to all of these ASU events. And, you know, if I see you guys at Rec Sports, then come say hi. But other than that,
Tina really likes it if people say hi to her.
I really do.
She's super popular.
You can come hug me. I'm a hugger.
She's definitely a hugger. Even if you just come up to her to say hi, she'll probably squeeze you.
I probably will. And it was really fun doing this.
She's a little chicken nugget.
Little chicken nugget. All right. Well, this is Penguin Radio. You're listening to Student Showcase with DJ Scout and my guests,
Tina Huynh
and Alyssa Peterson.
And they've been great. Thank you so much for listening. Listen in again next week. We'll have two new guests on Tuesdays from 3 to 4. Have a great day.